My name's Josie. I'm the special days team leader at Willow. So I oversee the team of our amazing coordinators who they plan all the special days, breaks away for our beneficiaries of Willow.
Hi, I'm Jonathan and I'm the chief exec of Willow. So I run the organisation, which is based in Welwyn Garden City, but we have a whole retail arm of shops that go across Hertfordshire and into Bedfordshire as well.
Okay, so maybe our listeners will have seen a Willow Foundation shop in their locality. You know, Jonathan, let's start at the very beginning. So can you explain a bit about where the charity emerged from and what its background is?
Absolutely. So Willow's been around for 25 years. It started in 1999. And it started on the back of a really interesting story. Bob Wilson and his wife, Megs, they had a daughter, Anna, and she unfortunately died when she was in her early 30s from a rare form of cancer. And she was the inspiration to set up Willow. And Anna absolutely loved the thought of going on a special day. When she was diagnosed with cancer, the thing that kept her going was the inspiration of going on a special day to think about going to a concert or a trip away, and that's where the inspiration of Willow came from. So it started in 1999, so we've just celebrated our 25 years, so we're very much an established charity now, and we are national, so we're across the UK. And linking back to Anna's story and what Josie said in terms of the special days team, that's exactly what we do. We create amazing moments, amazing memories for individuals between the ages of 16 and 40. So when they have a rare form of a serious illness or a life-limiting illness, they will be referred to Willow through their medical professionals. It could be an oncologist, it could be a GP. And then our team will organise a day for them. That could range from a whole multitude of things to a theatre trip in London and an overnight stay to a celebrity meet and greet, and so on and so forth.
When you talk about the age range, is that's obviously a very deliberate decision to aim at people who are a little bit younger?
Absolutely, because sort of going back to the founders, they very much thought when they started the charity up that there was a lot of charities in the space for younger children and for the older generations as well. But for that middle point, when you should be in the prime of your life in terms of your career, starting a family and so on and so forth. And when serious illness hits you, that just explodes everything at that point that should be the prime time of your life. And so it was a very definite decision to start it for that age group.
11. And we have Jonathan and Josie here with us. And Jonathan and Josie are from the Willow Foundation. Now, Jonathan, perhaps you can talk to me about the charity and this development from being a local to a national charity. What does that mean in terms of a charity?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So back sort of 25 years ago when the charity started, Bob and Megs started Willow literally in the back room of their house. And that first year, they provided 15 special days. So just 15 special days in that first year. And we've just hit the target now of 22,000. So over that 25-year period, the charity has grown considerably. Now, there's roughly 20,000 young adults who are diagnosed with a life-limiting or a serious illness each year. So in those early days, we were a local charity primarily because of where the founders lived, and Hertfordshire was Willow's home. But we very much thought that we needed to reach more of that 20,000, and so the charity went national. We were just scratching the surface of the reach and the beneficiaries that we wanted to access. So we wanted to do more, and we wanted to widen that service out from not just sort of Hertfordshire, but across the UK and into Ireland and into Scotland as well. So we are now right across the UK and taking applications in from young adults all over the UK.
Josie, I'd want to know a little bit more about kind of how it all works. Now, you're right in the midst of organising these days, so tell us a little bit about how it actually operates.
Yeah, the medical professional will refer the beneficiary to us, and that then comes through to us in the special days team. So we will I will have a look at the application. I will see if they've mentioned anything they'd like to do. I would then give that to one of our coordinators. They would give them a call, have a quick chat. We really like to get to know them. So they'd, you know, ask what their hobbies are, if they've got any main interests. A lot of the beneficiaries will sort of tell them straight away if they're a football fan or if they want to meet a certain celebrity. You find that out quite quickly from them. Sometimes, you know, there's something they want to do set in stone, but the coordinator's really good at sort of breaking down those barriers and talking to people. As I say, finding out their hobbies. Or if they don't have any ideas, the coordinators have got a massive range of ideas themselves that we've booked before, you know, we're like sort of little sort of travel agents as such in terms of what we can get. And we work with lots of different suppliers. So we've got some really good relationships with people across the country that can help us make these special days amazing for the beneficiaries. So at the end of the day, our job is to make that day as special as possible for that person. So we're all rooting for that goal and to make that day amazing and to make sure that the celebrities are bored if we have a meet and greet, or if it's, for example, we do a lot of football days, we work with Arsenal quite a lot and things like that. So just sort of really rooting for that beneficiary and thinking, if that was us, what would we want out of it, and making it as special as possible so they get those memories that they've got for life. So
and in terms of therefore, you know, what kind of reaction and response do you get from the individuals who partake in this?
So the feedback, I think, is probably the best part of the job. So we get amazing feedback from our beneficiaries, and we get photos, and they share, you know, how it having something in the diary was just amazing for them. They could forget about their hospital appointments that they had in the diary. Just having something nice to look forward to, I think, is what Willow's all about. And having that distraction that the coordinators will, they will organise everything for them. So it's stress-free. They can then, you know, really relax on their special day and just spend time with their loved ones and just make a really sort of memorable experience for them.
And you mentioned sort of time with their loved ones as well. Presumably these type of experiences actually help the family as well.
Yeah, so it's not just obviously the beneficiary that's involved. So a lot of people want to do things if they've got young families. Obviously, the age range that we cover, 16 to 40, a lot of people have got young families. We book a lot of trips away where people want the focus on their family. We've had some lovely feedback from children. So we get pictures that they send in. We send out pictures where they can do a little drawing, which is really lovely to get the perspective of how they've enjoyed their special day and how they've seen, you know, maybe mummy or daddy that hasn't been too well and they've seen them very poorly, you know, having that smile back in their face or just enjoying themselves and just and not thinking about the day-to-day stuff that they're having to deal with at the moment.
It'd be very fulfilling as a role.
It is. So before I was in this role, I was a special day coordinator myself. So working for Willow, I wouldn't say it's work. It's, you know, you come in, it's, you know, we're all very, it's a positive environment. Everyone's there for the same thing. It's really fulfilling. And to see it from start to finish as well, I think, is really important. So when the beneficiary comes in, we don't really know them that well. We sort of get to know them really well. And by the end of it, you know, we've built those relationships with people that they then go on their special day and you just can't wait to hear from them after. And when you do, it's just the most amazing feeling.
Well, it's lovely to hear someone say it's not really like work. Jonathan, all of this clearly takes money. And so I'm kind of interested, and also this move to becoming a national charity, therefore, you know, you're supplying more people with what you do. So how is it you go about raising money as a now a very large charity?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're wanting to reach more and more individuals. So over the next 5 years, we've got a strategy as we lead up to our 30th birthday in 2029 to double Willow's impact. So we're currently providing roughly around about 1,200 special days a year, and we want to double that. And as you've rightly pointed out, we need to raise money to be able to do that. So we raise money from a variety of ways. We have corporates nationally and locally who are getting involved with Willow in terms of charity partnerships and so on. We apply to trusts and foundations for grants as well. We have a retail arm, and that's something where your listeners could perhaps get involved. We've got 8 shops across Hertfordshire, 1 in Bedfordshire as well. These are branded shops. You'll see them in your local high street, and we want donations to come into our shops so that we can sell those donations and mm-hmm. and increase our revenue on the back of that. But also, Willow is predominantly a events-based organisation, so we do a whole range of events, both locally and nationally as well. And we've got a couple of big events that we do each year. We do the London Football Awards, which is at the start of the year, and that's a celebration of the past season of all the London football clubs.
Oh, wow. OK. So and obviously London's not a bad place to be a Premiership football club, I would think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we work with all the football clubs, and that's a big event for Willow at the start of the year. And then at the end of the year, we have the Willow Ball. That's a big gala ball in London. And then between that, we have a whole range of other events, and a couple I'd like to sort of highlight in terms
absolutely.
Of
things coming
ones,
up
ones ones that your listeners could get involved with. So we have the Willow 10k. So there's a 5k family run, which is also available, and this is at Hatfield House. It tends to happen around about October time. It attracts 500 to 600 people. Yep. So it's a big event. It's normally a sunny day, and
the great thing is you get to run around Hatfield Park, which is an beautiful. Amazing
yeah,
place,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely beautiful. And of course, we had the London Marathon yesterday.
Ah, yes.
So all those runners there, Willow had 6 runners there.
Ah, right.
Amazing how they did in that heat of yesterday.
Yep.
And so far, those 6 runners have raised just over £16,000, which is absolutely fantastic.
Amazing.
So massive congratulations to those runners. Mm. And the ballot is now open for 2026. So if your listeners would like to look on the Willow website, you can see how you could get involved in the London Marathon as well. Another one that I'd like to mention is Williamson's Walk. So Leah Williamson, Arsenal and England captain and also Willow ambassador, she's launching a virtual walk for us, and that is to walk 100k your way this June. So it's a virtual event, and you'll be able to take part wherever you are. So again, look on the website for details, but that's the Leah Williamson's Walk that's being launched.
Absolutely fantastic. And I should also say you have your comedy night, don't you?
We have our comedy night in London that happens each year. We have our carol concert.
Yeah, the carol concert in St Albans Cathedral now. And that is, anyone who hasn't been, you drive for a ticket, because by golly, the choirs are amazing. The venue is absolutely incredible,
beautiful venue.
And I do believe, actually, I still remember Simmons, don't they all provide us with a mince pie?
Yes, mince pie.
Absolutely. Sponsored by Simmons, we get our mince pies.
Very nice mince pies.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always a sold out and absolutely fantastic evening.
You're listening to Mix 92.6. This is Mix Mornings. And this morning we have with us Josie and Jonathan, and they're talking about the Willow Foundation. Jonathan, maybe let's just sort of talk a little bit about this money-raising side. We were just talking a moment ago about, you know, the London Marathon was yesterday. You had your 6 runners, £16,000. Absolutely fantastic. But anyone who was there, and Josie, you were there on the street. You were watching it.
Yep, cheering our Willow runners along.
There you go. And in doing that, you know, we could see that, funnily enough, there were many charities who were raising money and doing a fantastic job of it. So, Jonathan, how does that work? You know, there's a lot of money to be raised.
For Willow to run our service and to do what we do, we raise between 3 to 4 million a year.
Okay.
And that's across a range of all those activities, from our shops to trusts and foundations, to corporate partnerships, to individual donations. So all the £5 and £10 are coming in, right up to the big corporate sponsorships of our bigger events, such as London Football Awards. But it's tough, and it's tough for all the charities out there. It's quite a crowded space. And so for us, we need to be creative. I think we were talking earlier about how it's a whole team effort in terms of all of our team at Willow, in terms of raising money. A key thing for us, it's about relationships. So we have some very committed supporters, corporates, individuals, and so on. And so it's about maintaining those relationships and building on those relationships. We mentioned earlier about gifts in kind for our treat boxes and our special days. So it's not just about sort of cash, it's about those gifts in kind as well. And again, all of this sort of stems back to making sure that we've got the right relationships in place.
And Josie, you mentioned that you do a bit of the negotiating, so you're there to kind of make sure the money is spent really well, is that right?
Yeah, so in the team, we're all sort of really good at negotiating with companies. I think we built up quite a bit of knowledge in different areas and how to do that and how to get, you know, really good freebies for things. So that's always front of our minds, sort of where can we get a little bit extra. It might not be that the whole special day is a freebie or we get a discount. It might be adding those little extras. So it could be if someone's got a spa day and they have a bottle of champagne dropped into the room, or chocolates or things like that. So not just that side of it, so adding the extras to make extra special. So we strive to do that as well within the team,
which I think is great, because as I say, when people are donating, they want to make sure that you're doing their very best to do their very best, and if people have an even better experience because you've negotiated that, then that's really good. Now Jonathan, perhaps we can talk about if people want to get involved and want to support the charity, whether it be in their own being by being a volunteer or whatever, or how do people actually get to support the Willow Foundation?
Whole range of ways. We mentioned our shops earlier, so donating to the Willow shops is absolutely one way. Entering into one of our runs, whether that's the Willow 10K or the London Marathon. If you go onto our website, you will see a whole range of events that you can get involved in. So, as we mentioned earlier, coming along to the Carol concert in St Albans is a great way. Buying a ticket to the Carol concert, that's a way to support Willow as well. But then there's a whole raft of volunteering opportunities as well. So you can volunteer at any one of the Willow events as well. So another way to support is volunteering. And we're also always looking out for volunteers in the Willow offices as well. So. Okay. Again, a whole range of activities to be able to get involved
with. Okay, and if someone, let's say someone wanted, then they just go to the website?
Go to the website. All the information's on the website. So either phone the office or send us an email. Whether you want to enter into something or whether you want to volunteer, then that's the best way to contact us.